I want a passenger, if it is.
What passenger?
Mr. Jarvis Lorry.
Our booked passenger showed in a moment that it was his name. The guard, the coachman, and the other two passengers eyed him distrustfully.
Keep where you are, the guard called to the voice in the mist, because if I should make a mistake, it could never be set right in your lifetime. Gentlemen of the name of Lorry, answer straight.
What is the matter?
Asked the passenger then, with mildly quavering speech.
Who wants me? Is it Jerry?
I don't like Jerry's voice, if it is Jerry, growled the guard to himself. He's hoarser than suits me, is Jerry. Yes, Mr. Lorry.
What is the matter?
A dispatch sent after you from over yonder, T and Company.
I know this messenger, guard, said Mr. Lorry, getting down into the road, assisted from behind more swiftly than politely by the other two passengers, who immediately scrambled into the coach, shut the door, and pulled up the window. He may come close. There's nothing wrong.
I hope there ain't, but I can't make so nation sure of that, said the guard in gruff soliloquy. Hello, you.
Well,
and hello, you, said Jerry, more hoarsely than before. Come on at a footpace, do you mind me? And if you got holsters to that saddle of yourn, don't let me see your hand go nigh 'em, for I'm a devil at a quick mistake, and when I make one it takes the form of lead. So now, let's look at you.
The figures of a horse and rider came slowly through the eddying mist, and came to the side of the mill where the passenger stood. The rider stooped, and casting up his eyes at the guard, handed the passenger a small folded paper. The rider's horse was blown, and both horse and rider were covered with mud from the hoofs of the horse to the hat of the man.
"Guard," said the passenger in a tone of quiet business confidence,